Hi, my name is Cesarian. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I have a question about the vaccine, please.
Okay.
I had the pneumonia vaccine a week ago, today, Monday. And I went to the health department, and they wouldn't give me the COVID vaccine because I'd had the pneumonia one, just a few days before. Is it safe to take the virus shot after you've had the pneumonia for a week?
Okay, I definitely understand that. I have to take a look into that. If you will give me one moment, I'll be right with you, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right, man. Just checking in on you. I am gathering that information. I'll be right with you, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. I want to thank you for waiting so patiently for me.
Okay.
I was looking for that information, and I did come across on the website. It did say influenza vaccine may be given at the same time as other vaccines.
At the same time as other vaccines.
Yes.
So that means that if I took the pneumonia shot last Monday, I can take the COVID today.
Correct.
Okay. Well, they turned me down at the county office. They said that I had to wait 14 days before I could take this one, and I wanted to make sure I need to go ahead and get the shot.
Okay. Because they probably said that because it takes about 2 weeks for protection to develop after the vaccination.
Okay.
So that's probably one of the reasons why they said that.
Okay, so it is safe for me to go ahead.
Let's see, I can read you exactly what it says. An influenza vaccination will not prevent COVID-19, but it is the best way to minimize the risk of the flu. Let's see, COVID-19 is caused by infections with the coronavirus. Let's see, and flu caused by, okay. Just sending how to get that, but as far as the flu goes, it says that it's just that you can take them at the same time.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate this information.
You're more than welcome.
Okay.
I hope we've been able to help. If you need more information, you can visit the following websites, adph.org or cdc.gov. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Have a wonderful day.
Okay, thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye.